Hi everyone, welcome back to another exciting episode of Bippity Boppity Boss. I'm Belle, your host, and I'm so excited to introduce another wonderful guest. Everyone, meet Jen.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on the show, Jen. Before we really dive in, what was your favorite show growing up as a kid?
Okay, so I love Nickelodeon shows. So I was really into like SpongeBob and Rugrats and Hey Arnold and all the Nickelodeon shows.
I love that. Did you ever watch Are You Afraid of the Dark as a kid?
No, I never watched that one. But I watched like Ren and Stimpy, if you knew that show, or But I never watched that one.
There's so many. I feel like they're kind of having a comeback too, and it's like that nostalgic feel of like being a 90s kid, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. So Jen, you have a really great story where you had a 9-to-5 and now you're self-employed. You're an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. We'd love to learn more about your path. Like, you know, where did you start out? Like, you know, in and like what your career path looked like before leading up to like your current role.
Yeah, for sure. So in high school, I was like trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I was drawn to software engineering, mostly because at the time, what was drilled into me, like by my parents, was that I needed to have a well-paying job. You know, I had to make sure that I could pay my mortgage and all that kind of stuff. So they really drilled into me, you need to have a really well-paying job, you need to go to college, you need to get good grades and all that stuff. So and software engineering, I was good at math, so it seemed like the easiest way to like make the most money, to be honest, at the time, and like the quickest route. So that's why I went with that. I wasn't like super passionate about it or anything like that, but I was good at it. And I worked in the industry for 10 years. And during that time, I was really not really loving it. You know, it was just a job. On the side, I would make art for fun. I painted and did all kinds of stuff just for fun. I didn't really think at the time that I could make money from my art. And then I also was doing like web design on the side, like freelance web design for a friend who worked in a nonprofit. She like first approached me because she knew I did like software and stuff. And she was like, hey, we need to do like a website. So I'm super glad that she like came to me, because I ended up like taking that idea like from her and like doing more web design freelancing. And I don't think if she hadn't come to me with that, I don't think I would have ever gotten into this or like thought about it. But so she was kind of like the catalyst of this web design freelancing career as well. And so I was kind of doing this on the side, and then the pandemic happened, you know, and then like I started working from home, and I had a lot more freedom and a lot more time on my hands to really focus more on my art and my web design business, the little side hustles I was doing. And then I started to see like people on Instagram who were like making it and doing it, you know, and they were able to make their side hustles their main income. And I was just like, this is possible, you know? So I think also, but at this, like, even after pandemic, when I was seeing that, I was still really afraid to do it myself. I had a lot of fear and anxiety, like growing up, I had a lot of anxiety. And so I started going to therapy, and that's actually was really the catalyst for me, like having the confidence and the courage to like go out and do this on my own. Like, it was really going to therapy, taking care of my mental health. I started going on like antidepressants even to like handle my anxiety, and all of that like completely shifted my mindset. And I started doing like more, like putting myself out there more and like just doing more hard things, you know? And then that's what gave me the confidence and the courage to be like, you know what? I could do this. I just have to like think about how to do it and like make a plan, set the intention and like, and execute it, you know? So yeah, that's how it happened.
I love that, Jen. Thank you for sharing your story. And there's so much to like dissect there. I loved how you said the freedom of like being able to do what you're doing now. Mm-hmm. Like, tell me a little bit more about that. Like, do you feel like you have a lot more flexibility in your schedule now that you're working for yourself?
For sure. Yeah. So like I said, like once I started working from home, like after the pandemic, that's when I kind of started to get an idea of like what it could be like. And it was like no going back. Like I love being able to set my own schedule, my own routine. I take walks in the middle of the day. Like I have like much more freedom to like do what I want to do. And I also have, so I have like a morning routine that I like to follow. And so when I was working 9 to 5, even though I was working from home, like I was trying to do this kind of morning routine, but I felt bad, like not checking in at 9 o'clock, you know, like if I was going to be a little bit late, but just like being able to like kind of do what I wanted to do in the morning and like take my time and like get to work at 10 a.m. Like it's just so much, I don't know. I just love it so much. Yeah.
That's fantastic. And you talked a little bit about setting intentions. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about that. Do you believe in manifestation? Like, has that helped you at all in terms of creating and establishing your business?
Yeah. So I do believe manifestation works when you set intentions, like when you have something that you want to do and you keep it in the top of your mind, it's just, and it's always there. I believe your mind is more open to opportunities that could come your way that could help lead to you achieving your goal. So in that respect, I totally believe like you need to have your intentions set and like constantly be thinking about what you are trying to achieve. And I definitely think that that's an important part of it. And for me too, like it was once I started going to therapy and I had like the confidence boost, you know, and I started really thinking like, I could do this. It was a total mindset shift. And I was like thinking of it in terms of like, this is going to happen. Like, it's just about like, it's going to happen. It's just about like time, you know, and the things I have to do to make it happen. And then that totally like opened up opportunities for me, like doing things like this podcast and like thinking about starting my YouTube channel, which I recently started. Like all these like opportunities came about where like I took a class, like a web design class that really helped me a lot. And I maybe wouldn't have thought to take that if I didn't have this intention like in the top of my head, you know, like just seeing like an ad on Instagram, like, oh, wait a minute, that would be really helpful for me, you know, because I had it already. I was like manifesting this. So yeah.
That's beautiful. I think that's so powerful and a good reminder for all of us that are conscious creators, people that are actively choosing to experience what they want out of life. And it sounds like you were so laser focused on what you wanted. And I think that's a great example of how you can really bring something forth. So thanks for sharing. I love that. You talked a bit more about your YouTube channel. Tell us about that. I know that's been fairly new, but would love to hear a little bit more about your creative process there.
Yeah. So I just find like the whole video editing process so fun and like fascinating. It's kind of like a culmination of all these different creative skills that you have to have, like with the audio and like the video, like the filming, like the cinematography of it, and then like the color grading, adding graphics, adding transitions. Like there's just like so many different little pieces, like creative pieces. And I just think it's so fascinating. And so, yeah, I just started doing long form videos. I've done 2 so far and I have another one coming out like tomorrow. And yeah, it's just something I wanted to do for a while, but I was always afraid to do it. And again, like the confidence boost and everything that I had this year really like gave me the courage to just start it and be like, well, what, why am I waiting? Like, let me just start it, you know? So it's been really fun. Yeah.
That's wonderful. I loved how you're like, I'm not waiting anymore. I'm just starting.
Yeah.
And having that confidence. What are some tips that you can give our listeners in terms of building that confidence and, you know, overcoming that fear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough. Like, I know because I had anxiety for so long. And it's really tough to tell someone to, like, you know, do it when I know how it feels to, like, be so afraid. I would say try to go to therapy if you can, if you have the opportunity to go to therapy. I think that everyone should go to therapy. I think that it can help everyone. But also, if you don't suffer from anxiety, I think that what could be really helpful for people is, like we talked about, setting intentions and also like making a plan, like for whatever it is you want to do, even if it's something like overcoming your anxiety or whatever it is, like make a plan. And like for me, that's kind of what I did that really helped me, is like I was like, okay, how am I gonna get to being a full-time freelancer? Like, what is, like, specifically what I need to do? And I just, like, I had a big picture goal and I broke it down into, like, smaller goals, and then broke down those into smaller goals, into, like, more manageable daily tasks. And I just, like, did it. And so I think it's when it's, like, a big overwhelming goal that you have, it's really hard to tackle it and, like, you figure out what you want to do. But if you really like break it down into smaller and smaller steps, into very small steps, like daily tasks, then it becomes a lot more manageable. And then you can at least like take steps in the right direction. And as long as you're like taking some steps, like you're moving forward, you're moving towards that goal, you know, or whatever it is that you want to do, you know? So yeah, that's what I would say.
That's awesome. And speaking of goals, do you have any like exciting goals or plans you're trying to do for 2024? I know that's right around the corner.
I know. I still haven't done my annual planning. Like I really want to, I was thinking about doing an annual plan for 2024, but I was also thinking of doing like a 3-year plan. So like a 1-year plan, a 3-year plan. And then I also wanted to do like an annual plan with my boyfriend, just so like we have like our own little set of like travel plans and stuff. So I'm all about annual planning and all that stuff, but I haven't thought about it yet for 2024. I think I want to continue growing my YouTube channel. And then I also really want to build up like this web design business. And so I mean, I'm doing art on the side as well. I don't have any big plans for my art business, other than to like, I have so many things. I have so many things that I want to try out. Like I'm trying to start an Etsy shop. I'm trying to like maybe sell journals and stuff like that. Like I have so many different things I want to do. I just have to like figure out what do I want to commit to for 2024. You know, so I'm still trying to figure that out. But I know big picture, I definitely want to work on my YouTube and the web design business. I want to try to get more clients doing that stuff.
Love that. And I want to talk about your art a little bit, but I also want to talk about your web design business. So let's go with your business first. What is, like, who would be your dream client?
Yeah. So far I've only worked mostly with nonprofits because it was my friend who gave me that work. And then she kind of like passed along my information to other nonprofits. And so that's what I've been working on mostly, but I really want to get into more like creatives, like people like us, you know, who are starting their own business. And because I just think that there's so much potential there for having like a unique and fun and colorful creative website, you know, that's like my style of, is very colorful and like fun and unique. And not very template-y, you know, like a website template that you see that kind of looks the same. Like I want it to be out of the box. So I think that organizations and like nonprofits are very much in the box and they want it to be a certain way. But working with creatives, like I have like so much more potential to have like more fun and freedom, like with color and with the design and stuff like that. So that's definitely like my dream client.
That sounds magical. And I know there are creatives listening to this, so if you need a website, hire Jen. I love that.
Hit me up.
Tell us a little bit more about your art. I personally think it's beautiful, like really colorful, retro, whimsical in a way. But yeah, tell us more.
Yeah, it's like very groovy and very vibrant and colorful. I love bright colors. Like I'm very much about that. And like, I don't like neutrals, you know, I don't like neutrals and browns and grays. But yeah, it's like I'm very inspired by retro designs, like 60s and 70s, like psychedelia inspired art. And Yeah. I mean, right now I'm working on, so I recently learned about surface pattern design, which I'm not sure if you're familiar, but it's like, if you can see this fan that I have right here, if you're watching this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like having patterns on things. So like repeating patterns. And there's a lot of opportunity for selling my art to, or like licensing my art to companies like Target and stuff like that, that sell, you know, like journals and stationery and all kinds of stuff that they need patterns for. They need art for. So I've recently gotten into that kind of stuff, and I'm really like working on like patterns and trying to make interesting and fun and colorful patterns that you normally like wouldn't see. So yeah, that's kind of like where I'm at right now with my art.
Wait, so cool. So tell us about your creative process. Like, do you just get like inspired and like, I'm just gonna create that pattern, or do you watch a movie and it inspires you, or is it like, I'd love to hear a little bit more.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, that's so funny that you said watch a movie, because this pattern that I just pointed out to you on my fan was inspired by a movie. Like, it was inspired by, I was watching The Shining, and it had,
oh my God.
There was like a very 60s, you know, 70s like retro vibe in that hotel that they were staying at, you know? And so there was a carpet pattern that was kind of like, sort of
the
similar.
Carpet.
Yeah.
With, like, and all of that.
Yeah. So I saw that and I was like, there's something, like, I could take that structure and make it my own. And so I like had that thought as I was watching it. So that's like kind of how I get inspired. I just like see things. I think it comes back to like setting intentions and that, and like manifestation in a way, because I always like have an open mind to ideas and like things that, you know, inspiration. And so if I see something and it really catches my eye and I'm like, oh wait, and then if I'm not in the mood to like draw at that moment, I always write it down. Like, I have a note on my phone with tons of ideas that I've had, like lists of ideas. And so whenever I'm like ready to start making art, like I'm like, okay, today I'm gonna draw something, I'll look at my list and I'm like, okay, oh, that's right, I was like inspired by this movie that I watched or whatever, and then I'll do it that way. I don't think that, like, it's really hard when you're like staring at a blank page and you're like, what do I do? I feel like that's like the best way to go about it. Like, you just keep an open mind while you're out in the world and like grab onto any inspiration that you can, and then take notes, take lots of notes, and come back to those notes when you're ready to create, you know?
That just sounds magical. I just feel like you and I are on the same page. One, I'm a little psychic, so that was just kind of funny that I sensed that.
Yeah, I
read tarot, so I get
so cool.
Kind of sense the energies in the room, and maybe you and I just connected on that level. But Stephen King, fascinating stuff. Well, number one, he wrote The Shining, like the book, like basically in 24 hours. Like, he had a nightmare and then like wrote the entire book right away. Like, he just felt so compelled, and it's just like that creativity where you're just inspired, you just have to keep going. I feel like you have that in you, you know, just like, once it's there, you just have to like release that art, which is really cool. And then when I used to work in advertising, I actually got to write copy for him, like social media copy for him.
Oh, interesting.
And yeah, so it's just kind of funny how we're like all connected in that way.
Yeah.
Like, the world is all like, we're all like one, really, you know. It's just like aligned in that format, but the universe just always provides. I think that's beautiful. And if you love traveling, I was just in Portugal in October in Porto, and if you haven't been, you need to go, because everything is like, and would inspire patterns. Like, there are all these really cool tiles on everything, basically, because it's like a UNESCO heritage site, so it's pretty much beautifully intact, like untouched. Anything.
Yeah, so. I definitely want to go there. I actually follow an artist. I think that she lives in Portugal, and her art is so pretty, and she's always posting pictures of like tile and stuff like that, like the patterns in tiles, like in floor tiles and stuff. So yeah, that's definitely on my list, actually, of places to go. The beaches look so beautiful there.
They're stunning, and I feel like you have to put on your list with your boyfriend, like, we're going in 2024.
Yeah,
like, that's our plan.
For sure.
So, okay. More about, like, I find this really interesting, because you're super creative, but you're also like analytical. and you use like both sides of your brain, like left and right. And I personally believe we're all limitless and we're all creative, but I find it very unique for someone. One, you're a woman in STEM, right? Like that alone is really fascinating that you have like that tech background. Would love to learn a little bit more about what you wanted to be as a kid. Like what inspired that career trajectory?
Yeah. So when I was like really young, I think I wanted to be an author. Like I wanted to write. I had different phases, you know. For a little while, I wanted to be a teacher just because I liked my teachers. And then I wanted to be an author because I had the creative energy in me even at a young age. And I would draw and I would write. And so I always wanted to do something artistic and creative. But then I think once I got to be a little bit older, that's when my parents kind of started kind of drilling into me that like you have to make money and like there's not money in creative work, or that's what they thought, you know, at the time. So so it was really that is what kind of caused me to go into software engineering. But I will say the reason why I initially, like when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do and I was thinking of like what could make me money and stuff, I went into the direction of software because I was really into like web design when I was in high school. Like I had a MySpace page and I was like really into like decorating a MySpace page and like doing HTML, CSS and all that stuff. So that's kind of like what got me hooked into the world of like web design. And then I thought that software engineering was like along the same lines of web design. It kind of is. I mean, there is some like software engineering in web design, but yeah, so that's kind of like that path. And then I was also like always very good at math. So I had that like analytical side as well as the creative side from like a very young age. I don't know why. I just like – but yeah, that's kind of like why I ended up in software.
So cool. What do you think about the girl math trend that's like trending right now?
Yeah, I definitely think that like, I mean, it's awesome that girls are like more interested in STEM now. Like before when I went to college, I was literally like the only girl in my class in my software engineering classes, like my computer science classes. There's like maybe me and like maybe one other girl. Like this is back in like 2013. So it's like it's just like there's such a stigma of, or there was like with, it was hard like being the only girl in your class, you know, and like being surrounded by guys, like that energy is just like, I don't want to be here, you know, especially if at the time the guys were like had been doing programming or coding like for fun, or some of them had, so they came into it with like a little more knowledge and I didn't at the time. So it was intimidating to like feel like I'm out of place, you know, among all these guys who know what they're doing. So I can see why it's so hard for girls to be in this world, and I wish it wasn't like that. And I guess it's not, it's like changing. So I love that it's changing now. It's much needed. Like we definitely need more women in STEM.
That's stunning. Thank you. What's some advice you'd give to like the next generation of like web developers, especially like women web developers?
let's see, like web develop, like, or STEM. So I would say follow your passion, like do what you want to do. Don't be intimidated by the men in the world. and you know, like, keep your values in mind and like your goals, and like just work towards your goals, you know. Yeah, and I will also say that I think when I was going to school and there were like those men that kind of intimidated me, a lot of times most of the men didn't know what they were talking about, and it was just like a few of them that would like kind of be very loud and vocal. So it's kind of like the few voices that you hear that are very loud and intimidating are not everyone, you know, it's just those few people. And so open your mind to the possibility that maybe there's other people out there that are supportive and like, yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this, but it's not as scary as it seems is, I guess, the point of that.
Great advice. Uplifting. And speaking of supportive, fun fact, Jen and I met through Threads, which has been such a supportive community. Like,
yeah.
What do you think about that? I was like pleasantly surprised.
Same.
Welcoming, right?
Yeah. And it's like everyone is so nice. And I have so many artists on there. Like I'm seeing so much more art, you know, than Instagram felt like it was kind of dying in a way. Like it just felt like there's so much less engagement on Instagram. And then to switch over to Threads and it's just like so much engagement. Everyone is so positive and friendly. It's amazing. And yeah, it's much needed because Twitter or X is like kind of, I don't want to be on that right now, you know? yeah. So I love Threads.
What advice do you have for people that are looking to potentially leave their job or, you know, mm-hmm. start their own venture? Because one, that's brave. I think that's fantastic that you did that. But two, like, what are some like actionable steps they can take to get to that point?
Yeah. So, so much advice I could give, but like, I think there's like, if I could boil it down to like two pieces of advice, like the first one I would say is like, you need to have a why, like you need to have a really good reason for what you're doing, because if you like, it's going to be hard and there's going to be times when you want to quit. And if you don't have a really good solid why on why you're doing this, then you might be tempted to like quit or to just sit on the couch and watch TV or play video games instead of working on your business or whatever it is, you know? So have a good solid why and always keep it in mind. And then I would also say like more practical advice, I guess, like set some goals and break them down. Like I already talked about, like, I think this is so helpful. Because when I first started, I was very overwhelmed with all of the things I wanted to do. And once I watched like a YouTube video that taught me how to do annual planning and like break it down. I use an app called Notion. So it helps me to like list out everything. And, it gave me the, like it showed me how to break down my big goals into smaller monthly goals, into smaller weekly goals, and into smaller daily goals. And I think that practice is so helpful. And it's really something you need to do, because otherwise it's just so overwhelming. Like there's so many, like you don't know where to go. Like you don't know what to do on a daily basis to start like to move towards your goals. So yeah, I would say that. And then also like, financial wise, like I decided that I would save up enough money to cover my living expenses for an entire year. And then I added a little bit of a buffer. And that's what gave me also the confidence to quit my job, because I was like, okay, I have a year to figure this out and really focus on this business. And yeah. And then after a year, I told myself like, if after a year you ran out of money and nothing's working and you don't like it, then you can go and find another job. It's not the end of the world. Like it'll be fine. You know, it'll all work out. But yeah, I definitely recommend having a good chunk of savings, figure out like how much you actually spend every month and how much you're going to need for a year or 2 years or however long you want to buy yourself time, basically. And setting those goals and breaking them down into smaller tasks, I think, is a super helpful exercise to do.
Beautiful. That's also actionable and helpful, and intend the audience finds it helpful as well. Thank you, Jen. Speaking of goals, especially with like 2024 and everything coming up, how do you encourage people to stay motivated to actually follow through on their goals?
Yeah. Again, it comes back to that why, like having a good reason for what you're doing, you know? Like for me, I guess I'll share my why. I have I want to have kids in the future. Like, I want to have kids and I want to be present in their life. And so I want to be able to have a job where it's very flexible, you know, or work where I can like kind of set my own schedule, and I want to have like passive income. So I have all these goals that I'm keeping in mind, like my future kids, you know, like I'm doing this for them, you know. So that's like my why. And it's like a really good one for me. So I think that you just need to have some reason for what you're doing, and you need to keep it in mind. And also I would recommend journaling to keep yourself accountable too. I've been journaling a lot this year and it's been so helpful. Like I do morning pages, and it's just like it keeps me going with my, you know, like my intentions for the day, and then also just like any issues that I'm having, like mental things that I need to work through. If I'm feeling anxious about something, or like feeling like, oh, I don't want to, like, what am I even doing this for? Like, why am I starting this YouTube channel? You know, like that kind of thing. Like, why am I even doing this? I can kind of like walk through it with myself in the journal and kind of come to a conclusion of like, oh, okay. And it just like, yeah, it's really helpful. At least it's been really helpful for me. So highly recommend journaling.
That's fantastic. I think that's important. I think we should all reflect daily. Mm-hmm. You spoke about your intentions. Do you have a favorite affirmation you like to use?
Yeah. So I have a couple that I go back to. But one is simple. It's just keep going. Yeah, it's just like a simple one that's like in my head always, like, you know, so it kind of like pushes me forward. But yeah, I had another one. I forgot it. It's not one that I say very often, but it was like a really good one. And I wanted to like do a lettering piece on it. Like, I love having like little lettering pieces of like affirmations around me, you know? So this is one that I had written down in my little list. Like, it was inspiring. Like, I heard someone say it and I'm like, I want that on my wall. So I wrote it down in my little list of art inspiration, and I'm going to like go back to it and letter it someday, but I don't remember it. I have to like check my notes.
Well, that's beautiful. And when you have that live, I'd love to buy some for my store. So I have a store called shopinnersanctum.com, and it's all like manifestation, intention items, things to just help you like manifest your dream life. But I know you'll create that. And you, once you have that art piece, I'd love to buy some and people can buy it from the store. Ooh, and awesome. I think that would be really cool to collab.
Yeah, so, for sure. Yeah, I'll send it
ready.
To you. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. And you can sign the back. It'd be so cute.
Ooh, yeah.
Cool. Well, Jen, anything else before we do our rapid round? And I'd love for people to also know where to find you, so we could end with that. But ready to do a little bit of anything else?
Anything else? I can't think of anything else out of my head. Or actually, yes, I can. I just want to like leave everyone with a little bit of like encouragement to get out there and do whatever it is that you want to do. Like, whatever if you have a kernel of an idea, of a thought in your head, of like something that you've been wanting to do for a while, just start taking steps to doing it. Like, start moving in the right direction, because if you don't start moving, you'll never get there, you know? So yeah, I just encourage people to maybe go into 2024 with some intentions on achieving your goals, and like figure out how to get there.
Well, that's magical. Thank you for sharing your story and for all the amazing advice. And we'll end with like a little bit of a wrap around before you give us where to find you.
Okay.
So we're just gonna have fun. All right. Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix. For sure.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee, I think. I like them both, but I'll say coffee is more fun.
Spring or fall?
Ooh, spring. New beginnings.
Do you prefer Pokemon or, I don't know. Digimon. Do you remember that growing up?
Yes, I do. It was like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh too, and Digimon.
I was going to say Yu-Gi-Oh actually.
Yeah. For sure Pokemon. For sure Pokemon.
Okay. Now I have to be like, which Pokemon would you want as your first pick? Pokemon?
Oh my god. I had yellow version growing up, so it was Pikachu, of course. But like, if it was between the original three, I don't know. I think Charmander. I had a Charmander and a Charizard, so I go fire.
Yeah. She loved that episode where Charmander's like spark almost went out, but it came back.
That was so sad.
Right? You did it.
Yeah.
Charmander kept going. So your affirmation is back here.
Keep going. Yeah, it's Charmander. Yes, it's all connected.
Yeah. It's all connected. Don't let that flame go out. Okay. Comedy or horror?
Comedy, 100%.
What's your favorite comedian or favorite show?
I don't know. Okay, so I really like improv. There's actually a comedy club here in LA called Largo that I go to a lot. It's so fun because it's like a little tiny intimate comedy club, and the comedians go there to practice their bits and stuff like that. So they're kind of just like, it's so intimate and fun. But I actually just watched Tropic Thunder for the first time, and I thought it was so funny.
That's the one with Ben Stiller, right?
Yeah, Ben Stiller, yeah.
He has some funny stuff.
Yeah, Ben Stiller's funny. I liked Dodgeball growing up. He had that movie. It's like stupid comedy, but it's fun. It's funny.
Sometimes we just need a good laugh, so I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, one last thing. Are you a night owl or early bird?
I'm an early bird for sure. And my boyfriend is a night owl, so we kind of like butt heads sometimes on that. But yeah, I've always been an early bird.
Amazing, Jen. Well, this is so fun. And before we go, where can people find you?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Jen Webb Creates, and then on YouTube, I'm also Jen Webb Creates on YouTube. And then I have my website, jenwebcreates.com. It's all the same handle, Jen Webb Creates. Just to make it easy for people.
Well, that's fantastic. Love the consistency. Go check out Jen Webb Creates. Should be pretty easy to find at this point. We'll have it in the bio as well. But thank you all so much for listening in. Jen, thanks for coming on the show. We loved having you. And yeah, here's to an exciting rest of your year and a wonderful 2024 to come.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
Bye, Jen. Bye, everyone.
Bye.